Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. It's our 700th episode. And with that, I just pulled the dogs up so they've beaten the show. We got a Jerry. Jerry, we need your picture. Jerry's like, I'm going back to sleep. It's too early. And Betty's like, I got a Betty. Oh, and a Betty doll. Oh, she's like, leave me alone. Bubbles, he went in. Bubbles was here earlier, too. Anyway, good morning. Like I said, it's our 700th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I guess one thing you could say, we're consistent, right? Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. And just put a podcast out there for today's episode. I think we're only like I think we're 14 shows different. So over the past 2 years since we've done the show, we've only missed 14 live broadcasts. Over the past 2 years, that's pretty good, especially when you go camping out in mountains and places where there's no signal and you have a fire and stuff like that over the past 2 years and a lot of stuff going on, new jobs, new stuff. I think that's pretty consistent. Anyway, we're having a little fun here today, just celebrating, right? Trying to be consistent. Got the 5 a.m. Master Scrum. We got to put that up for sale, right? Don't we? Yeah. Anyway. What do we do here? I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, by the way. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical and practical way. And I think this show is pretty practical, pretty tactical, trying my best. Just talking about Scrum and Agile, what's going on in the world. Keeping it under 15 minutes like a daily Scrum should be. And having a little fun, right? Bringing value, hopefully, to the customers. Hopefully you help everybody bring value to your customers. Hope you have a good job and enjoy their family and friends, right? Be able to adopt a puppy or a cat. Everybody in here is adopted. Even me. No, I'm not adopted. But it's good to think that way. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? We're going to do a Fortune Cookie Friday. I have one last fortune cookie in this bag that I think I rescued it during the fire. I don't know. Anyway, I had a bag of fortune cookies, and it's kind of crumbled, but we're going to do it. We're going to use the last one. And the other day, I talked about showing your value as a Scrum Master. And I think it's really important that we as Agile people, Scrum Masters, anybody finds ways of using the system to help show their value. It's just good practice, right? It's just good. Anyway, oh, you shouldn't have to do it, Greg. It should be all beautiful. Yeah, it's always beautiful. But when you work for corporate, so you do got to show your value and how you return on what you do. So it's just something I just want to emphasize. It's what you really want to do. And you can use the burn down chart like we talked about. We could use the velocity chart. And then the one area that we didn't really talk about is the growth, right? Where you have teams that are kind of steady, which tells you a couple of things. One, I don't know what they're using for numbering system, but a lot of teams use hours, right? And that'll flatline you because there's only so many hours you can do. And if you base on hours, then the only thing you're really measuring is how many meetings you don't go to, right? Unless you count your meetings as part of your work. So that's the best thing. That's one of the best things. It's showing how the team is able to do more, grow in our activities, helping bring people on board, making processes more efficiently. And then they get into the narrative. Like, what have you done? We did a PI planning event for over 1,000 people. You know, 4 different organizations, all one setting. Things like that you could promote through the years. So this is what I did, in addition to making the teams better. So those are the kind of things you can bring up. And I am looking for feedback on how you make. We should set up a whole thing. What can you do to show your worth to the company? Maybe we'll put that on LinkedIn today, celebrating our 700th episode, just to get people to think about that. And with that, you know what? We're just going to keep it simple. Because sometimes that's the best way. And we're just going to open up Fortune Cookie. We're going to see what the Fortune Cookie tells us to talk about here on the 700th episode of our show. Can't believe it's been similar. I mean, that's almost 2 years, right? 365 would be what?
Something. What's 365?
730?
What is it? What?
350, 15, 15. So 730 would be 2 years worth of episodes. Anyway, Fortune Cookie Friday. Well, it's not Fortune Cookie Friday. We do have a Fortune Cookie Friday every Friday. We're going to do a Fortune Cookie today. Oh, they're awake now. Woo, the Wiggy and the Wiggy. They're all awake now. They want their fortune cookie. All right, so what we do, the agile coach. The agile accountants give us a fortune cookie, which is a message. Oh, yeah, they're all way awake now. Jerry's over here looking and staring at the cookie. Betty's staring at the cookie. There's cookie parts. So we get this broken cookie with a message in it. And inside this message, which I'm going to take a picture of this time before I feed them all to the dogs, gives a message about the show, Scrum, Agile, and we take whatever's in this fortune cookie and apply it. Oh, by the way, I am going to be doing a hosting part of Online Agile Summit, the enterprise and scaling section of the summit. And I got a couple good speakers. I'm going to put some information out shortly. Who's going to do what. And hopefully you'll join us on that show, on that whole conference. All right. Here we go. This is a good one. You know, your fortune cookies, they're good. They're really good. And I don't know why I figured out using the fortune cookies. I think it was after we had Chinese food the night before in one episode. Okay. Accept the challenges so that you feel the exhilaration of victory. How about that one? And it's our 700th episode. So we're celebrating. So accept the challenges so that you may feel the exhilaration of victory. So I'm going to count this as a victory because we did 700 episodes. And that's just the show part. But now, how can you use this Scrum and Agile? Accept the challenges so that you may feel the exhilaration of victory. I mentioned it yesterday a little bit. When your team, you know, gets all their stories done, great. They consistently doing that every time. They're not challenging themselves, right? Yes, they got it. After a while, it's like, yeah. But you want to do some neat development, neat product that this pushes them, it challenges them to a point so they can celebrate the victory. And it's not a celebration. Oh, we worked 80 hours. Oh, yay. Goody. No, it's not about working 80 hours. It's about building something that helps the customer, that really brings value to the customer. So accepting challenges so that you can feel exhilaration of victory. So that is one of the most important. I'm going to give you one more. When I get my teams to accept the fact that they don't overcommit, every once in a while, and just bring it down and get everything done in the backlog, they are the most pumped up team you'll ever imagine. So if you haven't experienced that yet, my advice is to try that. Try to get your teams to everything they got in their sprint, even if they cut it short. Let's say they take 10% out, 20% out. They get everything done that's in their backlog without rushing at the end. Like, give them a couple days left at the end of the sprint or something like that. But they get everything done in their backlog. They will feel so pumped up and so turned on to do what they got to do. So I am going to share a little bit of fortune cookie. Jerry, come here. Come here, Jerry. Come on. You want a piece of fortune cookie? Jerry's like, what? Cookie? There you go. Betty's over here. What about me? You got to come on the show. Come here. Come here, Pinsters. Want a piece of fortune cookie? Come here. Come here. There you go. All right. So they got their fortune cookie. And with that, I want to take a picture of the rest of fortune. No. God, I got to hold her back now. She sees the rest of them. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great day. Celebrating our 700th episode. And I want to say thank you very much for even if we just get a couple listeners on some of the episodes. That's fine by me. I'm going to keep going. And happy scrumming out there. You know, have some fun. Celebrate the victories. celebrate getting the whole backlog done in a sprint. I'm telling you, if it really helps them out. And celebrate doing some stuff where you're pushing the envelope, because if you're not pushing the envelope, it gets boring. Boring. Gotta have some fun. All right, with that, take care. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. For our 701st episode. That sounds like a plan, right?
Sound like a plan?
All right. See ya.